How often do you walk through your home and think, this was just clean? It's pretty much every day for me. It is what it is. Life. Maintaining a home takes daily effort to keep things picked up, dishes clean, laundry done, and so much more. It's fascinating how quickly it can go from picked up and clean to complete chaos and covered in dog hair. I keep trying to implement a routine of cleaning toilets and tubs on Tuesday and floors on Friday. You know, sort of spread out the chores and do a little each day. Yeah, that hasn't really worked out that great. Everything requires maintenance. Our yard this year, oh my goodness, we missed putting out the weed killer that you do at some point before spring, and a jungle grew in our backyard. So now we are working to get back on track with our yard maintenance. You have to stay on top of those weeds or they get out of control. Our bodies require maintenance for health. Good nutrition and exercise is vital, as well as regular checkups, dental appointments, eye exams, and all the other stuff you have to do as you get older. We work so hard to maintain our health, our marriage, our finances, our home, our relationships. The list goes on and on. We do necessary maintenance to maintain or preserve something. We want to protect and care for things that matter or we value. What about spiritual maintenance? Is it important to maintain and preserve our faith? Absolutely. We can maintain everything else on the outside and ignore the inside, leaving our soul stagnant or even in spiritual decay and ruin. So how do we maintain a healthy spirit? In John 15, Jesus tells us to stay connected to Him, keep His commandments, and abide in His love as we love others. Now, that may sound easy, but it requires daily prayer and seeking truth, surrendering to His ways over our own, and loving others more than ourselves. With that daily spiritual maintenance, we grow stronger in our faith, and not only do we simply say we believe, we know what we believe and why we believe it, and we want to protect it. Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, beautifully sums up what maintaining a life in Christ looks like. Jude 1, 20 and 21. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Building ourselves up in the faith requires actively maintaining a love relationship with the Father. His love never fails, but oh, how we fail Him and wander away. Jude reminds us to keep in that love, just like Jesus said to abide in His love, because if we love Him, we will keep His commands. As we pray and are led by the Spirit in and out of each day, we grow stronger in our faith, and the fruit of that is joy, no matter what this life may bring. That's the truth. Check your faith, do some maintenance, and build it up, and abide daily in the love of God. Just like your car with a fresh oil change, your life will run smoother. I'm Lori Klein.